When the federal government legalized industrial hemp late last year, it opened the door to an explosion of businesses wanting to sell hemp-derived CBD oil. It also created a demand among people who want to use it as an alternative to traditional medicine.
You see signs popping up all over now, and so I buy it locally.
That's Sherry Santos. She's a retired naval nurse now living in San Antonio. She served in Kandahar, Afghanistan, where doctors say she developed PTSD.
The night of the air and ground assault in Kandahar, none of us slept. But that next night when I went to sleep, I had constant nightmares that whole night long, that I was laying on the ground, unable to move, and a rocket was coming directly toward my head. So it pretty much started right away.
When she returned from her tour, she began counseling sessions and started using CBD to treat her anxiety-related PTSD.
It got me to the point where I could be driving and not, if I saw a helicopter, I wouldn't have to pull over to the side of the road and have an anxiety attack. Because, the helos brought the wounded. And so it's better.
The CBD oil she takes is not very different from what's offered under the state's compassionate use program. The levels of psychoactive THC in CBD products must stay below 0.3%, whereas CBD oil produced under the state's guidance can contain up to 0.5%. Santos says she would prefer to use the CBD oil through the compassionate use program, but PTSD is not a qualifying condition.
They wave the flag a lot about how many veterans work in Texas and how many bases are on Texas, but they don't seem to be interested in helping a large portion of us, if they included us in their compassionate use program.
Texas's compassionate use program was signed into law in 2015. For the past 4 years, the only qualifying condition was intractable epilepsy. Lawmakers did vote to expand that this session. It now includes any form of epilepsy and muscle spasticity, as well as terminal cancer, any form of neurodegenerative disease, autism, Lou Gehrig's disease, and multiple sclerosis. Republican Representative Stephanie Click of Fort Worth introduced the bill.
It is based on what we have the scientific evidence for at this time.
Research into the subject has been minimal in the U.S. Now that the federal government has legalized industrial hemp, more research is expected to come to light, and many lawmakers expect to continue adding conditions. Meanwhile, lawmakers set up a program to allow hemp to be grown in the state and for hemp-derived CBD products to be regulated. While the state's compassionate use program only serves about 700 patients, there's a growing large regulated market for hemp and CBD products in Texas that is poised to continue growing. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.